This is Local MASH.
Get inside and lock your doors.
On Birmingham Mountain Radio.
What's up, everyone? You're listening to Local MASH on Birmingham Mountain Radio, brought to you by Church Street Coffee and Books in Crestline Village. Go to Church Street or the devil will get you. Also by Boutwell Studios in the heart of downtown Homewood. Boutwell Studios, creative audio and production. My name is Daniel Long, and I'll be your host again tonight. We've got a very special guest, Eric Wallace of the Firehouse Community Arts Center, among other ways that you may know Eric. He's going to be talking to us about what's going on at the Firehouse Community Arts Center a little bit tonight, and we're going to be showcasing some music that he's been involved with and also some of his instructors and board members and whatnot, people that are supporters of the Firehouse Community Arts Center, showcased tonight in the first hour, and then we'll just have a bunch more brand new music for you in the second hour, so stick close. We're going to kick it off tonight with Inside Out from the Blips. And you are listening to Local MASH.
Come on. Man, so I'm sitting here looking at all these like vintage guitars, and I love your Lego recreation.
One of my students built that for me.
Of the Firehouse Community Arts Center.
He built my car, too.
Oh, man.
Very cool.
Legos rock, man.
Oh, yeah.
And, God, having kids around and being able to share what you know with them and learn from them in return is like one of the... I don't know. That's one of the things that keeps me going.
Well, yeah. I mean, a lot of people don't think about learning from a bunch of 12-year-olds, but I think if you listen as you're ostensibly the one teaching them, you end up learning just as much as they do.
They make observations that you might not about things that you've done a million times.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Just, oh, yeah.
Bringing things to the table that one mind might not. So I'm sitting here with Eric Wallace at right here in the firehouse right now, and that's why we're here today. Hopefully we'll get together again and be able to talk a lot more about all the different things that you've been involved in. But I just love getting to know you a little bit over the last few months and seeing your heart for community here. And so if you don't mind, would you tell us a little bit about your kind of musical journey already, and then why the Firehouse Community Arts Center here in Avondale?
Yeah. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time talking about myself, but because I think my experience with music started out really like anyone else's, just being 12, 13, 14 years old, trying to figure out how on earth to make my guitar as loud as possible and to get over to my friend's house where he could play drums and we could get that sound, you know? And in some ways, what I try to inspire in anyone that I teach, or anyone that I'm in contact with musically, I'm still looking for that same feeling, you know? And it's really cool as a teacher to be able to watch kids have that moment for the first time, you know, and I've seen it so much now, and it never gets old. I grew up here in Birmingham. I went to Homewood High School and Birmingham Southern College. I've never not been in some kind of band with some group of my friends. It was my goal from high school on just to get a van and go on tour. And when I was 19, me and my buddy bought a 1987 Chevy G20 van for $2,000 from a lady in Alabaster who said that it was red like the blood of Jesus, and it was named Jabez after something from the Bible, and the name stuck. Whoa. And we wore that van out driving all over, just booking our own tours. We had a couple of bands that we drove that van around in, and just all over the country, and we literally drove it until it exploded on the side of the road in Western Mississippi. Yeah, a very fitting end.
A little bit on his personal musical journey from the director, executive director of the Firehouse Community Arts Center, Eric Wallace. Now let's hear from one of his projects. It's called Bad Hops. You've heard us play them before, and this one is called Foul Ball. And you are listening to Local Mash.
Spinning up now.
Foul Ball from Bad Hops, featuring my guest tonight on drums. That's Eric Wallace of the Firehouse Community Arts Center.
But yeah, I mean, I've played in a lot of bands with a lot of different people. And for the past 11 years now, I have owned this building. For 10 of those years, I lived here. At the time that I moved to Avondale, there really wasn't anything going on here. I think most people in Birmingham who are familiar with Birmingham know the evolution of the neighborhood and just the really drastic change that's happened over the past decade. But yeah, in 2009, I was the only resident of the 41st Street South, and there was nothing happening. You could have bands play in your building. You could have your band practice here, and no one cared. And part of the mission of this space from day one has been I wanted to teach guitar, which I was already doing, just traveling around in between service jobs and being on tour and everything else. I was just driving to kids' houses after school and teaching guitar. And I loved it, and I wanted that to be the only thing that I did. So that was part of it. I wanted to live in a urban setting, and after having traveled a lot, I knew that I wanted to live in Birmingham, where I'm from. So that's how it all happened. I was literally riding my bike past this building one day, and it was for sale. Over the years, I made this my home, my teaching studio, and, you know, as life went on, the discrepancy between myself and my great, great students and the faces in the community around me is pretty hard to ignore. So that's why I wanted to start the nonprofit when I moved out. The pandemic hit, and we had already started the process.
You had some pretty good momentum generated, like right as that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you were here at one of that first meeting, which was a year ago at this point. And before that, I had already assembled a board. But in the past year, we've gotten our 501c3 status. We're about to break ground on a really cool build out up here. We have got a crew of teachers that are, in my opinion, the coolest, best musicians in Birmingham. And our goal over the next few years is to get to a point where we are just a fully functional community center where we're welcoming to everyone, a place where kids 9 to 18 in this neighborhood can create together, and we are not worried about income. That's the goal through the nonprofit. Right. So really to be meet everyone in the neighborhood where they are, be the community's voice, and rather than a lot of the things that have happened to this community on the street, be a part of 41st Street and Avondale that happens as a function of the community.
Because to kind of go back to what you were saying, is a lot has changed in the business sort of side of this area. There's always been people living here.
Right? Sure.
Oh, I mean, like, yeah, there's a community of people that was here that has now got this new sort of component to it, which is
absolutely
its own thing, you know.
And that component, mm-hmm. You know, say what you want about the G word, but when there are certain business things happening in a microeconomic situation, rent goes up, houses get torn down. It happens. Yeah. It happens like that. And, you know, none of that even takes into account the messaging, I think, that gets lost in some of it. You know, if you really take a hard look at a menu or a really any aesthetic of a business or a space, there's a certain message that is implied, and maybe not so subtly implied. And I think that for a lot of residents of this community, of which I am not a native, I've right. only lived here for 10 years.
Right.
And for them, it is not a welcoming message. So, you know, for us, that's just goal number one is just to be as open to everyone and welcoming to everyone as we can.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is More Power from Bad Hops featuring Eric Wallace on drums. Now let's get back to our conversation with Eric Wallace of the Firehouse Community Arts Center.
I've got to witness that happen in a couple of different places in Birmingham. I was living in Lakeview at the time that it sort of did what has happened over here now, you know,
yeah.
Which there's always going to be different types of economic growth and change and cityscapes change. But I think the thing that should sort of be incumbent upon us is to make sure that you're not taking from a community and only taking, and you're giving back, which I guess, you know, I mean, it can be tricky to know how to do sometimes. I don't think there's anything tricky about what you're doing. I think this is the most amazing thing, and what a great way, because this has become sort of an entertainment district. I mean, yeah. Right? I mean, we have Secret Sages over here now. When that happens again, you know, but what's the next generation look like?
Right.
Do the people that you see living nearby, do they get to have a say in what happens? Are they a part of the creative community? Are they a part of, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
are we interacting together to create something, right?
Yeah.
That's why I'm so excited about this.
Yeah.
Much needed.
I like the way that you frame it. A lot of that stuff that sounds so good and is good. An entertainment district, a place where bands are playing and cool stuff is going on, secret stages. There are a lot of barriers that those things do create between people and whatever culture we're part of or trying to create. So I think that on the very most basic level, education, specifically in music, is where you eat away at some of that. And having a space where kids, I mean, our service neighborhoods, South Avondale, North Avondale, East Avondale, are extremely diverse. Some kids that are neighbors may have no idea that they're neighbors with one another. Right. The one thing that I'll tell you about young adults is that they don't see all the boundaries and the political things and the social media stuff that we've all made up as adults to categorize each other and to argue with each other about. Man. They really don't. And when you have them in a welcoming and open space, it's pretty awesome to see how they interact with each other. And I think that impact on a young life going forward is a pretty big one.
It's powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah. It can help set your perspective in a really good way for the rest of your days.
Yeah.
Man. It's a lot. It's a lot to scratch the surface of. But so quickly, because I know you got students coming in just a minute.
Yeah.
We're here on a Friday afternoon, and as you may have heard, there's all kinds of activity going on. Number one, you know, fundraising efforts, which have been really, really, like, successful as far as trying to help negate some of that bleed, right? So that the spaces are free of distraction for the kids, and even eventually you can create and capture music in the spaces that you have here, right?
Right.
But in addition, I mean, are you looking for teachers? Are you looking for volunteers of any type? How could people be most supportive right now if they wanted to?
Man, that's a great question. So I would encourage you just to sort of check out our website, first of all, firehousecac.org. And it's got it's got a great feel to it. I think you can read through all the mission and vision and see what we're up to at any time. And we're always looking for donations of instruments.
Right on.
It's our goal to a lot of our students that live in the neighborhoods don't have access to instruments. So as we are able to offer scholarships, it's really important to be able to offer a kid a guitar or a bass.
Absolutely.
Or have, you know, we've already had two awesome drum kits donated. Part of the mission is to have these two practice spaces that can be used at any time to make as much noise as you want to. We're going to go to a lot of work to soundproof everything. But yeah, you know, donating time as we move forward into the warmer months, we're going to be doing a lot of really cool events. And of course, if you donate money to us, which you can always do, as we are a tax exempt 501c3, every dollar is going to go towards paying back our build out to get this space right and funding scholarships. That's where every single bit of it's going to go. So,
right on.
Yeah, I would really just encourage anybody who's interested to take the first step is just look over the website and check us out. We're on Instagram, firehousecac as well.
.org. firehousecac.org.
Yeah.
Firehousecac on Instagram.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Man, well, I look forward to checking back in throughout the process.
Yeah.
And
you might even be teaching some drum lessons in here.
Who knows? Yeah, man. Well, many blessings. Good luck.
Thank you.
And health and safety to your growing family.
Yeah, thanks, man.
And yeah, we'll catch up soon.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
All right. Well, stay tuned, and you're listening to Local Mash.
Sunday night, and you're listening to Local Mash on Birmingham Mountain Radio.
What a great guy to have in our corner, Birmingham. Eric Wallace of the Firehouse Community Arts Center. Remember, be sure to follow Firehouse CAC on Instagram and check out Firehouse Community Arts Center. It's firehousecac.org online. All right, now we're going to showcase some of the artists that are going to be teaching and involved either in a board member capacity or what have you with the Firehouse Community Arts Center. So first, from her anxiously awaited album, her debut solo record, Janet Simpson. This is called Nashville Girls. After that, we're going to hear from Taylor Hollingsworth with Make Believe Island, and then from Lee Baines III and the Glory Fires, Ain't No Stranger. This is Local Mash.
Thank you. the sheets on the line. Someone's been walking in the kitchen, left no trace of a crime. A week ago, a week ago, someone met you about a week ago. I saw an old with the time. Someone paid you about a week ago. This ain't no nickel and dime. Someone's been walking in the kitchen, left no trace of a crime. A week ago, a week ago, someone's had to give me, but I don't know.
From his Fault Line EP, that's Will Stewart with A Week Ago. Ain't No Stranger before that from Lee Baines III and the Glory Fires. Before that, we heard from Taylor Hollingsworth, one from Country Visions called Make Believe Island. And from her anxiously awaited debut release, Janet Simpson kicking off that block with Nashville Girls. Now up next, we've got a new one from Angela Sinich, Figure 8, Captain Kudzu with Cruel, Headcase with Who You Wanted Me to Be, and from Du Jour, Pink Blue, and this is Local MASH.
To meet him in a field, he said a promise would be made. He said a contract would be sealed, and we would walk the figure eight. I first saw the birds from far away, speck of black, a sky of gray. Thank you. My body to the ground. They covered up the figure eight, but at the bodies I had found, they pressed me deep into the dirt. My body in a tomb of earth.
you are giving to humanity.
Peace, Black, man, Shaheed, Shaheed, Shaheed. So check, check. I chunk the rhythm, the vocalism, the socialism. Let's go together. Hard flows, you know I feel them. I spark this in the darkness, regardless. I set the mic on fire, cause I'm an artist. Beg your pardon, my bars are so very lethal. My style be the flies like half trains of people. So many sequels to the topics that I be yelling. All the names, tenses, and rhymes as well as selling. It's so compelling, that's why the whole world is selling. But he's original, like the sound that comes from heaven. Ready like heaven, and I ain't never been a felon. My mind's an alkaline, like you, cumbers and melons. I don't know how to act when I step on stages. My favorite of content, my book and my pages. Been rocking for ages, ever since humble beginning. Not known for evolution, just competing always winning. Sometimes you see me grinning when I'm on the mic. Wildin', my mic is a nightstick, committed to violence. I'm socially vibing and chilling on islands. I'm always profiling and known for freestyle. Geek.